I'm Mark Bayshore. Glad you could join us here today for Current State. Recently, Michigan's been through, a gubernatorial campaign, an election, a lame duck legislative session, an inauguration. The State of the State address is this evening. Amid all this political activity, what do Michiganians think of their top elected officials? Well, three or four times a year, Michigan State University's Institute for Public Policy and Research aims to answer that question. Its State of the State survey takes Michigan's political pulse, and not for the first time. Current State has the honors today of announcing the latest results. The most recent State of the State survey connected with 1,000 Michigan residents by phone between last September and November. It mainly measured support for the governor, the president, and attitudes about the economy. To go a little bit deeper, we welcome the survey director, MSU Economics Professor Charlie Ballard, rejoins us. Welcome back, sir.
Thanks very much.
It's nice to see you.
Good to see you.
So since Rick Snyder and Barack Obama have both been in office, something happened for the first time in this survey. Tell us about that.
This latest survey is the first time when Snyder's favorables have been higher than President Obama's favorables. We give people the choice. You can say excellent, good, fair, or poor, and we add together the excellent and good, and those are the plus column. And in the first time when Snyder just had taken office, they were both at 44.5%. It was a tie. But since then, in every survey until this one, President Obama has been a few points ahead of Governor Snyder. But this time, in this last year or so, Snyder's numbers have drifted upward and Obama's have drifted downward. And so in the most recent one, Snyder was at about 38% favorable and Obama at about 35% favorable. And that's the first time that we've seen Snyder, the governor, ahead of the president.
And the president's rating took a relatively a hard hit from just the spring, 38 and change to 34 and change, 35. Why do you think that is?
Well, you know, this is reflected in a variety of surveys across the country. The president's numbers were not that good. He was being hammered by attack ads all across the country in the run-up to the off-year election campaign.
A lot of people said the election was all about the Obama agenda.
In fact, I think
they conflated those two things. That was a common theme.
That was Mitch McConnell's strategy, to make it a referendum on President Obama. And in spite of the fact that the economy has now been growing for 5 years, there seems to be a lot of amorphous discontent. I should point out that some recent surveys just in the last couple of weeks have indicated a little bit of an uptick for President Obama. And we'll have another survey later this year, and it'll be interesting to see whether we find that same kind of a result.
Well, nationally, President Obama's numbers are a lot higher than what you found here between September and November, at least. I've heard 50% favorability.
That's partly because of differences in the wording of the question, but I think the trend is the most important thing. And nationally, some surveys have shown a move upward for President Obama's approval ratings in the last since the election, really.
Let's talk about Governor Snyder's numbers here, though. They've been very steady overall, if you look back at this historically, I take it. But he did enjoy a little bit of a bump here between September and November, and he was being attacked in the media not as much as the president, but certainly here in Michigan, he wasn't. He still managed to enjoy a bump.
It's interesting. I think that Governor Snyder was being attacked, of course, by his challenger, Mark Schauer. On the other hand, he had his own ads, which were touting his accomplishments. Some combination of those meant that his numbers really have been quite consistent for the last 3 years in what I would call sort of medium territory. He's never been nearly as high as Jennifer Granholm was when she first came to office. But in almost every survey, he's never been nearly as low as she was in the last survey when she left office. So he's been sort of in between moderately decent numbers, not fabulous numbers, but those were good enough to get him reelected. Now, I should note that his numbers last year were actually a couple of points better than Jennifer Granholm's numbers were when she successfully was reelected in 2006, which says you don't have to have fabulous numbers to be reelected. You have to have good enough numbers.
I'm speculating here whether an elected official in closer to the political middle may demonstrate more steady approval ratings over time. They don't fluctuate as much. Is there anything to that?
Well, I think there is something to that, and I think Governor Snyder has deliberately tried to cast himself as a centrist, you know, and he calls himself a nerd. He doesn't try to be a rock star, and I think rock stars may have greater variability in their popularity.
What about scuba divers?
Are you a scuba diver?
I think
diver?
That's the question. Well, no, but the governor was a scuba diver in one of his campaign ads.
I think scuba diver, he's taking a risk there. Because that's closer to rock star than nerd.
I think he could pull off the scuba diver before he could pull off the rock star.
Yeah, probably
I think that's,
so.
That's probably. Well, now, I'm really curious. Do you ever hear, you must, over the course of 1,000 phone calls, get extemporaneous comments from the people you're polling? I realize you. Well, what questions do you ask them? Let's start with that.
Well, we ask every time, we ask a full range of demographics: age, race, sex, marital status, employment status, income, and lots of others. And then we always ask about the president's approval, the governor's approval, and a bunch of financial consumer confidence numbers. But then that's only about a third of our survey. And the rest of our survey goes to clients who are interested in their own research questions, many of them MSU faculty or U of M faculty. I've sponsored some questions myself on a wide variety of topics, tax policy, healthcare. The Center for Healthcare Research and Transformation in Ann Arbor has been one of our clients, Michigan College Access Network, and many others. So we really, in a typical survey, we might cover any of dozens of topics, but the ones that we're talking about now are the ones that we cover every time.
Mm-hmm. What were some of the other questions that you did ask? Well,
we've had some questions about a variety of health behaviors, especially this is a question sponsored by the MSU College of Nursing, especially health behaviors of young children trying to get a better handle on the antecedents of childhood obesity.
We're talking with Professor Charlie Ballard, Survey Director for the State of the State Survey, the latest results of which from between September and November are now being released. You also take a look at consumer confidence in Michigan every time. Is that going up, down, or staying the same?
Pretty constant in the last year or so, perhaps a little bit of a drift up. What we saw, not surprisingly, was things were really good 15 years ago when the economy was just booming. And then in the first decade of this century, the numbers slipped and slipped and slipped and really bottomed out in 2009. And then in the last 5 years, we've had some recovery of those numbers. Most of that recovery had already happened until by a year ago. So it's been fairly constant the last few times. In most recent surveys, about half of our people say that their financial situation is either excellent or good. And that's up quite a number of percentage points from back in 2009.
That sounds good. Yeah.
That is, I think, pretty decent. One of the ones that changes the most is we ask people, are they better off now than they were a year ago? Or worse off? And back in 2009, more than 60% said, I'm worse off than I was a year ago. And then in this most recent survey, we're down to only about 30% say I'm worse off than I was a year ago. Mm-hmm. And that's the lowest in more than a decade.
Mm-hmm. I want to get back to this point I started to raise a minute ago, though. When you start talking with people about politics, you're probably vulnerable. you're probably going to be subjected to some number of extemporaneous comments about this, that, or the other thing. Does that ever happen? Do you ever get an earful from somebody who you just want a yes or no from?
Oh, absolutely. We sometimes record the individual interview has the option to record comments. There are some comments that we get that I will not be able to repeat on the air here.
I imagine.
We cover a wide variety of issues, some of which are sort of hot-button issues and people feel passionately about, and sometimes we do get more than just a yes or a no answer.
As the survey director and as an economist, I want to ask you about the sales tax proposal, which is on the horizon now. The sales tax proposal was still some weeks away when you conducted your phone poll. But I'm wondering if you, Charlie, if you can extrapolate from these numbers at all and get any kind of idea on how the public might regard a 1 cent bump in the sales tax.
Hard to say from these numbers. We have in the past asked questions about transportation, and one thing that we absolutely know is that the people of Michigan are well aware that they have horrible roads. I'm aware of that personally from dodging potholes on my way to work this morning, and I paid last year what I call the pothole tax, which is that I had to have both front rims replaced.
Ouch.
Which is not uncommon, and that's one of the things that Governor Snyder has been emphasizing. Look, you know, it's not as if, oh, I paid low taxes and that doesn't have any ramifications. The bad roads are a result of the fact that we haven't spent much money on it. I'm hopeful that the electorate will go for it. The proposal that will be on the ballot on May 5th is not perfect by any means. I'm not a big fan of some parts of it, but at the heart of it is you got to do something about the roads.
What are you not a fan of?
Well,
the regressive nature of the sales tax.
There are so many ways that we could have raised the money other than raising the sales tax by one percentage point, and that would have been not my way of raising the money. For one thing, as you probably know, less than half of our economy is actually taxed by the sales tax, and so we have a distortion between currently it's 40% or so of the economy is taxed at 6%, and the rest is not taxed at all under the sales tax. That's an economist could show that to be inefficient as well as inequitable. You know, some businesses have to pay the sales tax, others don't. Now we're going to increase that distortion by continuing to tax much of the economy at zero, but increasing the tax rate from 6% to 7% on the rest. And so that's not the way that I would have chosen to raise the money. But in my view, the need to repair the transportation infrastructure is so dire that even if it's not a perfect way of raising the money, I'm going to vote for it on May 5th.
Alongside the sales tax consideration, recent revenue projections are something else that our listeners are hearing about. And indeed, those indicate that Michigan's general fund is about to take a decrease. How important is that?
Well, it is important because it means that either some other source of revenue will have to be made up, which is unlikely, I think, politically, or there will be cuts to services. And so far, we're not sure which services will be cut. When I look at the general fund budget, which includes higher ed, social services, and a variety of things, I'm not thrilled to have any of those cut because many of them have suffered very substantial cuts in the last decade already.
And for the record, we'll point out the school aid fund is actually going up a little bit.
The school aid fund looks to be in better shape. The decrease in the general fund apparently caught a lot of people by surprise because of some tax credits to businesses that we weren't clear that they were going to be redeemed, and now they are. That's another aspect of tax policy that we could talk about if we have time.
We want to thank our guest, MSU Economics Professor Charlie Ballard. He is the survey director of the 3 or 4 times yearly State of the State survey. We've been discussing the results. Always a pleasure. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you, Mark.